Hello, my name is Jonathan Hernandez. This is U.S. History Period 1, the American Dream of the 50s podcast. I'm interviewing my dad. Please say your name.
Mohammed Hernandez. I'm Jonathan's dad.
All right, and the first question would be, would you consider the American Dream today?
Today, the American Dream would be achieving your goals through preparation through school, more than anything, and then getting a career and being able to provide for a family in today's world.
Okay. Do you think and consider that you are living the American dream today?
Yes, 100%. Being able to, like I said, being able to provide for a family, get a career, get a set job, it's always a good way to live the American dream.
All right. And the third question would be, it's kind of long. Do you think not having legal documents, or what many call papers, will affect someone from reaching the American dream?
Definitely, definitely. Not having the legal documents to be able to work, not be able to even go to school at a fair price, definitely puts you back in achieving the goals, and sometimes blocks you from actually, you know, living the real American dream.
Okay. The fourth question would be, what held you back, or what is holding you back from achieving the American dream?
It would be the same thing. What held me back was coming from a different country, immigrating to the United States, and not having the proper documents in the beginning. Definitely was something that held me back. But nowadays, thank God that it's rolling the way it's supposed to, and we're living the American dream.
Okay, so that leads to question number 5. Do you think you are living the American dream today, and do you think that money is required to live the American dream?
Yes, definitely. Money has to do, I think, a big role in the American dream, because this nation, you know, it's all based on capitalism, and yeah, money makes a big part of it, but not necessarily the main thing. There's other things that compose the American dream.
Okay. And what do you consider the most important factor of the American dream, whether it could be family, stableness, career, education, etc.?
Yes, the factors of the things of the American dream, yeah, would be, yeah, success, happiness, stability, having a set foot in this nation. That's what the American dream is.
And the last question would be, do you think the American dream is still attainable today, like now in society? Do you think that the American dream is still reachable for students or just people growing and thriving in life?
Definitely. The American dream is very accessible today for young growing adults. This day, yes. Entrepreneurs, young students can reach the American dream today, yes.
Okay. Well, that concludes this interview. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.